Patsy, I suppose, first of all, another great night at the Fun Valley Centre, and another one for Jason Quigley.
Aye, celebrating something local and something very, in the world of elite sport, you don't get that opportunity very often. And look, we're all proud and delighted about the turnout, and it was a very positive evening, most definitely.
Yeah. One thing's very noticeable here, the community means a lot to the people here in this area, but in particular, the likes of yourself and Jason Quigley as well, Patsy.
Aye, well, it is. You know, you want a response. You want people to make that special, that be, go that, you know, a couple of inches more and come and acknowledge the young fella, because, you know, his achievement is a very meritorious achievement, and in terms of world sport, global sport, and therefore, you know, I was pleased that people did turn out and made the effort, and, you know, a community, of course, but community, it's really not just about Balbafeans, Stranraer or the Finn Valley, it's about Donegal, particularly number one, and then it's about a bigger picture. But, you know, I always thought to Ashin, in a way, to be honest with you, that that, you know, we acknowledge, and I do personally, in a way, all people Donegal that achieve. It doesn't matter what sport they come from. And this young fella is the story at the moment, big time.
Yeah. And you've got a very close relationship with Jason. You've known him since a very young boy. We heard you tell a story tonight about Jason coming back, losing a national final when he was only 12 or 13 years of age, and how he developed through the years to where he is now. And you've been a big part of his life, Patsy, so you have.
Well, he was a young fella, like a young fella would grow up in your space, you know. Yeah. And I was very pleased to be, and if it could be in any way helpful. His dad was the big influence in his life at that time, and the boxing club was based at Finn Valley, obviously, and we worked very closely with the boxing club, and we were delighted to do so. And he was the developing young fella, you know, and there was good days and bad days, and there always is, and there's advice needed, and, you know, I had some experience, obviously, of international sport, and that maybe there was a wee bit of things I could bring to the party. And in more recent times, we've got closer and closer as he's gone to the LA, because I did make the point tonight, you know, Ashin, and I know this from my own personal life, you know, going away in training camps and being away from home at long periods of time, and everybody has a view that it's very exotic and it's this and it's that, but really, you've only one focus, and it's about the training, and it's about preparation, and it can be lonely, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to 6 o'clock in the evening, say, in a normal situation in life, and all of a sudden, where do you go?
A call from home means a lot.
A call from home means a lot, and you know, putting that time in, and then, of course, you've got to get your sleep, your nutrition, you've got to get your training done. But you got to believe when you're away that it's worthwhile, and that people do care about you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, isn't it?
We've watched Jason mature, particularly in recent years, towards the end of his amateur years, and now in the professional ranks. And one side of that maturity is how he deals with young people, like we've seen here tonight, and how he talks to them, and how he's becoming an inspiration to them, Patsy.
He is inspiring in terms of young people. He actually ticks a lot of boxes, which is the wrong way to describe it, but he deals with you guys in the media very well.
Yeah.
He gets a message out. He gets a clear message out. He gets the pride of being where he's from out there, and he's great, and he always has time for families and people, no matter where they come from, on a daily basis. So yes, and you know, one of the things, and I keep, you know, even when he's in LA and we're on the phone, and I just keep making the point, you stay humble and you stay grounded. And you know, I've dealt with a lot of people in elite sport, and I'm looking for that all the time. And you know, I see it in him anyway. You don't have to say it to him, but I think I learned over the years to say it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not an issue. He's very humble and he's very grounded.
He's the North American Boxing Federation champion. In your eyes, what's next for Jason Quigley, Patsy?
Oh, it's only the next fight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only, I wouldn't talk. I made that point here tonight. I wouldn't talk about world titles or anything. I'm just talking about the next fight, because it's inevitable. If you keep on in your fights, you will become, it's inevitable that you will become. So let's get the injury cleared up. Let's get the injury cleared up. You're always anxious when somebody gets injured. You're always anxious, and I'm standing here anxious. Not concerned, but I'm anxious. And he's home for 6 weeks. He'll now begin a period of training for 6 weeks here. So if you see him in Drumbo Woods doing hills, or if you see him on the track, or you see him on the road, that's what he's going to be doing now. And then he'll go back in a certain condition. He'll go back to the States and pick it up from there. And he'll go back and see his consultant. And please God, he'll get the okay. And we'll see him fight again before the end of the year.
And he's learning a lot from these fights. He did tell me that he wasn't 100% happy ahead of the last title fight. And then he learned how to deal with a severe injury during a professional boxing title decider as well. There was huge learnings in that from Patsy?
No, there was huge learnings pre-fight, and from the pre-fight, and there was also huge learnings from the fight, and that'll all stand to him. And, you know, that's where some of my experience comes in. I can say to him, you know, you will, but it's very difficult at the moment, in time for the sports person to take that on board. Yeah. But then you go back on it and you say, right, now you'd handle that. Mm. And I've seen you handling that. So that's good. So now let's you're tougher and you're stronger and you're more mature and you're a tougher animal, really, you know?
Yeah. And just finally, I noticed some of the people was in here tonight. Paul McCluskey, who was a European champion. Charlie Nash, who in 1980 went for a world title. The great Glenn McCrory was here tonight as well. Some huge names, some big names in boxing.
Aye, some big names in boxing. It was lovely, always lovely to see them. Charlie Nash has been always here for all of us to acknowledge him on each and every occasion. I want to say that. Lovely to see Paul McCluskey. You know, my recollection of Paul McCluskey, I remember he was just within, I think he was the next person that would have qualified in the world global rankings to go to the Olympic Games, didn't make it, then turned pro and, you know, fought for title, you know. Delighted to see him. I had never met him before. Dungiven man, of course, and delighted to see him here, and Glenn McCrory. So aye, and people from other sports, yeah, too, you know, and from other boxing clubs. It's bound to give those other boxing clubs a bit of a lift too, you know, because it lifts their sport. Yeah. I know. It's like anything else. If somebody in your sport is up, is rising, there's media attention on it, your sport is lifting. It gives your sport more confidence. So boxing is strong in Donegal anyway. I mean, yeah, we know this from Highland Radio every weekend. We know this. But, you know, he's the man to look to. This is the cream. But there's a lot of other things to be done in the meantime. You know, these are the nights you enjoy.
Yeah, you have to savour them when they're here.
I said to him earlier the day, he came up to the house, and he said, what about tonight? And we chatted about what would happen tonight. And I said, just stay relaxed, sir. Just enjoy it. Just try and enjoy it. Look around you and enjoy it. And because, you know, when you're 3,000 miles away, it's a different game. Yeah. And, you know, just enjoy this. And I'd say, and thank you guys in the media, you turned out in good numbers. But I have to finish on a very critical note, and that's the national media. I think the national media need to waken up to him and give him a wee bit of recognition, because he fought his last fight, and, you know, you would be scraping national media to find any response on it. I mean, you call yourselves boxing writers, like, I mean, and you're in Dublin writing about boxing. So what's the story here? You know, was it lazy journalism? Is it the fact that he's from Donegal? Is it that he's not sexy enough for them? What's going on? You know, they're concentrating on Michael Conlon, fair play, brilliant. Yeah. They're concentrating on Katie, brilliant. But this fella was number one boxer in the world, amateur boxer. This boy was European champion. This fella's 13-0. I mean, come on.
The time will come, Patsy.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm sure it'll come. Of course, it'll come. Yeah. And it's not for Jason to concern himself. We do talk about it, and I talk to his people in Los Angeles about it. But sure, maybe we'll make an impact at some point. But we will work towards it.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, Patsy.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.